Dr. Jason McGellier saying patients are packing southeastern Oklahoma emergency rooms, taking ivermectin doses meant for a full-sized horse, believing false claims it could fight COVID-19.
The ERs are so backed up that gunshot victims were having hard times getting to facilities where they could get definitive care and be treated.
Something McGellier says is now backing up small-town ambulance systems, too.
All of their ambulances are stuck at the hospital waiting for a bed to open so that they can take the patient in, and they don't have any, that's it. But if there's no ambulance to come to the call, there's no ambulance to come to the call.
McGellier says many of his patients aren't even afraid of ivermectin, using it on their livestock. Now they're going to their local ag stores, ignoring the warning signs, and figuring out a dosage themselves.
So some people taking inappropriate dosages have actually put themselves in worse conditions than if they had caught COVID.
Suffering nausea, vomiting, muscle aches, cramping, and that's only in minor cases.
The scariest one that I've heard of and seen is people coming in with vision loss.
Even the manufacturer saying there's no scientific or meaningful evidence that ivermectin is effective against the virus, but many store shelves still empty.
You have to ask yourself, if I take this medicine, what am I going to do if something bad happens? What's your next step? What's your backup plan?